Good evening. This is Deb Evans coming to you live in the Houston, Texas area for Social Geek Radio.
And Jack Munson in the Chicago Kigo offices tonight. How you doing, Deb?
Jack, I'm doing great. And you know I tease you all the time about the weather. I can totally relate to the Chicago-type weather, even though I know you absolutely hate the Houston-type weather, because I recently made a trip to the lovely state of North Dakota, went to Fargo, which I'm sure is on everybody's bucket list, to go to Fargo, North Dakota.
It should be. It's a great place. I love Fargo.
It should be, because it's one of our best Social Geek Radio fans, previous guest, listener every week is Sierra Stocklin, the founder and CEO of Mode, M-O-D-E, which is a fashion outlet for all of you fashionistas out there, or even gentlemen that need to buy your lady friend some fashion. You definitely should check out the Mode concept. But I was very honored to be able to be one of the speakers, do some social media fun with them. I've been to Fargo in the January, even though Jack Munson won't come to Texas in August. I went.
That's right.
To that cold weather. It was all good. So yes, enjoyed it. But I've got a geek it out. So recently Facebook has said, hey, we hear you. We know, Facebook users, that you want to create authentic experiences for your audiences by bringing them behind the scenes and going Facebook Live. And as you and I have talked about, we see the Facebook Live commercials and it's in our stream. But they're going to roll out, wish I knew when, I do not, but they're going to roll out the ability for us to go live on Facebook via the web browser, which I tested not too long ago, doing it on my Microsoft Office desktop. Was not as clear as it is, I think, using my smartphone, but they're making changes and some updates so that we can go live from our web browser to our pages. And I think the biggest thing that they're going to allow us to do is that we don't have to give access to a broadcaster by giving them admin rights to our page and letting them broadcast live. Because, you know, there are times that you and I would love to broadcast live on the Social Geek Radio page, but we just can't be at that event.
Right.
But we might be able very soon to give a broadcaster access without giving them admin rights, so that it's very easy for them to contribute to the broadcast, so that they can be that journalist on site on our behalf and broadcast to our page. So that I'm very excited to, and it's called, they're rolling out, it's going to be called Live Contributor.
Live Pages. Contributor.
Live
okay.
Contributor.
So
watch
think
for
about
that.
That for our friends in the franchise industry who have 10, 100, 500, 1,000 franchisees out there across the country, who you could give one of those people access to be a contributor, and they could do a live Facebook video for your brand page. Maybe it's during a special event or a grand opening, or you know, maybe just to get a little local flavor from out there in places like Fargo, right?
Like Fargo.
That's really got some interesting possibilities.
Yeah.
So,
the one thing you have to say about Facebook is they're not afraid to try something, and I do believe they do listen to their users. Like, this is what we want. This is what we want. Let us be able to do this. So
nice.
Kudos. Yeah. So there's
all right. Well, keep us up to date on that if we get a rollout date, and I want to try it out as soon as possible. So
me too.
So maybe we could try it out even before too long. If it rolls out before the IFA convention coming up at the end of January in Las Vegas, that would be awesome.
Yes. So
because we're definitely going to do some live video at the IFA convention and perhaps at the panel, the social media panel, which I have the pleasure of moderating this year. The panel is officially called Social Media, Today's Secret Sauce for Telling Your franchise story. And one of the panelists who will be joining me is Allie Rock. She's the director of marketing from Chicken Salad Chick. How you doing today, Allie?
I'm doing great, Jack. How are you?
Very well. So when I mentioned that you were going to be joining us, I can't tell you how excited Deb got, because it's just one of those brands that people outside of a certain geographic area may have heard about, and there's just there seems to be some excitement building around this brand, and we really wanted to learn a little bit about that and kind of figure out what's going on with this brand. So Allie, thanks for joining us. Tell us a little bit about Chicken Salad Chick.
Well, we are a fast casual restaurant that specializes in chicken salad. You know, that is our specialty. That is our bread and butter. And as a brand, you know, we're pretty unique. We're very young. We just started franchising about 4 years ago, and we already have 65 locations open.
Whoa.
So we're very quickly growing brand, and it all comes down to I think the culture and the story behind the chick. You know, we make really fantastic chicken salad. We serve 15 different varieties of it, which most people think, wait, how do you have more than one chicken salad? That's, you know, that's kind of the theory. But for us, we have a different flavor for everyone. You know, we want you to have a flavor that is your favorite and the one that pertains to you. So I know Deb doesn't like spicy, but you do. So, you know, that's kind of the philosophy behind it. But we got started by a stay-at-home mom back in Auburn, Alabama in 2007. And she was a stay-at-home mom turned single mom that needed to make ends meet. And she was obsessed with chicken salad as a consumer. And she was a very good cook. So she thought, I can probably make a really good chicken salad, and my friends and neighbors would pay for that, because in the South, chicken salad is like gold. It's that secret recipe that everybody is searching for, and if you're the one that finds it, you're going to tell all of your friends, because you are going to be their favorite person for introducing them to the best chicken salad around. So she started making it out of her house and introduced it to the teachers at her children's school, and then all of a sudden she had phone ringing off the hook and standing orders, and she was very, very, very busy just making it out of her house. And within about 8 weeks, she was actually called and shut down by the health department, because there was so much buzz about it, they called to let her know that you can't sell anything out of your house, not from a food perspective. So.
Right.
She then had to make that decision. Do I go for it and open up a restaurant, or do I go get that 9-to-5 job that she was working very hard to avoid, because she wanted to provide that balance for her 3 young children that she still had at home? So a couple months later, she opened up a little takeout spot with the help of her future husband and business partner. And they did all the work together, opened up Chicken Salad Chick on January 7th of 2008, and the rest is history.
Wow. Great story.
So, yeah, so that story is really, it's one of those great entrepreneur and franchisor stories that we hear, you know, at places like convention and things like that, that that really sort of differentiates your brand from lots of other restaurant brands. So, and the thing that I love about that is, think about how many entrepreneurs or potential entrepreneurs just said, yeah, we got closed down by the health department. I really don't want to mess around with this. I'm going to go back to my 9-to-5 job. So kudos to her and great story there. So what we really want to learn at this panel at IFA is, how do you share that great story, aside from being on Social Geek Radio today? How do you share that story with your customers and potential customers, and maybe even with some franchisee candidates? How do you share that?
Well, when it comes to sharing that story, the best way for us to share it is with Stacy being able to tell that story. So we try and incorporate her to tell her personal story, especially when meeting with franchisees. She meets with every single prospective franchisee and shares that and tells them about her experience, and that's part of that vetting process of who's a good fit. But for us, when it comes to sharing with our guests, we've made it a point that she's written out that story, and that hangs on the wall of every single restaurant. So it's inside of our restaurant. It's printed on the back of our menu. And then socially, we try and share that through our different avenues in a lot of different subtle ways. So, you know, we just celebrated our birthday this past week. And so we showed a picture of our very first location and shared three different things that a lot of people might not know about how we got started, one of which was that we were just a takeout spot until our customers had a sit-in and decided to just sit on the floor until we would be convinced to open up an actual dining room. You know, that happened, and that's something that a lot of people don't know. So we try and work that into different social media posts so that our guests can get introduced to little bits and pieces of the story, because it's hard to tell the entire story all at once in a social media avenue.
Right. Great.
And along with that, it seems like you're also telling not just the story of your brand, but the story of franchising in general, mm-hmm. and just how this great idea turned into a 65 location franchise system now. So are you're sharing that with candidates, and you're sharing that with people who maybe never even thought about owning their own business, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think a lot of our franchisees are introduced to Chicken Salad Chicks through what we do on social, and a lot of it is through word of mouth as well. So when we are sharing our story of different franchisees, a beautiful thing about a few of our franchisees is that they are actually flavors on our menu. So that allows us to have another really great way to share their story. So, for example, Kickin' Kaylin is a flavor that we have on our menu. And she is actually the aunt of Stacy, our founder. So Kaylin is an aunt. She owns her own restaurant in Marietta, Georgia. And she is very, very proud that she is one of our most popular flavors on the menu. And so we tell her story through social media aspects by highlighting not only her store, but her photo, and telling that story behind the flavors. So we have this campaign that we're doing for 2017 called Every Chick Has a Story. And
nice.
So we are featuring each of those chicks that are on the menu. So we'll be telling their stories, some of which are franchisees, but then we're also going to take advantage of this opportunity to share some stories about our guests and our team members, because every single person that's a part of Chicken Salad Chick has a story, whether it's the story of how they came to join a team, or the story of what their favorite flavor is, or how they got introduced to Chicken Salad Chick. And so we'll be really incorporating all of those stories throughout the year through our Every Chick Has a Story brand campaign.
Wow.
I love that.
I do too.
Of franchising and Chicken Salad Chick, but each product has its own
mm-hmm.
story. Terrific.
Mm-hmm.
So you mentioned Facebook. What other social channels are you using? And I do want to talk a little bit more about Facebook, but is this outside of Facebook, or is that sort of the primary one right now?
Facebook is definitely our primary. Our guests that are primary guests for us are mostly women, and our average age is a woman in their 40s with kids at home. So when you think about where those guests are, they are primarily on Facebook. So that is our most successful tool. However, we do have a ton of success and are continuing to grow very rapidly on Instagram. When you have food or really beautiful food and also great photography and things like that, Instagram is an amazing tool to use. And so those are the two primary ones for us. We have not expanded very much through Pinterest a little bit, but we've got mm-hmm. some technology challenges for us to be able to really use Pinterest the way we want to. And Snapchat is not something that's on our radar. We just haven't found the right way to use it. But Facebook mm-hmm. and Instagram are those two core things that we see a ton of success and a ton of interaction, because Instagram really covers the younger generation, and Facebook really allows us to cover the majority of our guests.
That's very interesting, and I think you're spot on with, you know, your target demographics. If you've got 99% of your customers and potential customers covered, then, you know, why are you looking in other places? So that's right. Terrific. And a big question that keeps coming up sort of week after week is the idea of telling your story on Facebook or maybe on Instagram as well. Or are you using Facebook as sort of a vessel to move people to landing pages or websites or YouTube videos or other places where your story is being told? Are you doing that, or is it really, really right there on Facebook with the posts?
We are typically pushing them to another area to see it, because our story is long and complex, and there's a lot to it. So when you're trying to squeeze in a very long story into a sentence or, you know, 6 or 7 words, it's next to impossible. So we have some areas where, and videos that we can share our story, but we're really pushing into it, and we're posting things that imply our story and lead to our story and make you think about it, but don't necessarily tell the entire story. So one thing that we do inside of our restaurants is, in our restrooms, of all places, we have these little signs that are little tidbits of advice for men and women that Stacy has come up with, that kind of are like pieces of advice from your mother. Like, sugar, wouldn't you feel better with a little lipstick on? Something that we have in our restroom. So it's meant to make you smile. It's meant to make you laugh a little bit as you are, you know, in there, and you're just caught off guard and surprised that there's something there to make you laugh. And so we pulled those pieces into our social media posts, and we have expanded on those. You know, we have 3 or 4 hanging in the restroom, but now we have a whole plethora of those that we share on social media, and we share those in a badge style so that people look at it, they smile, they think about it. They get the same feeling when they read that they get when they're in our restaurant. And so we're trying to use that to really instill our culture and our style and our experience through every post that we make on social.
Love it. So that's really, you mentioned it, that it's a badge. So it's also sort of an image that you're sharing across social, and then they're clicking through, and maybe they can find out a little bit more about Chicken Salad Chick, right?
Yes. It's like, it's a graphic. It's a very vibrant graphic piece that, I mean, it literally just looks like a badge, you know, a girly badge with some script font inside of it that says the quote. So it does allow for it to be very eye-catching, but then they also read it and they laugh and smile about it, and then can go on and hear the story and more about the story by clicking through to our website or to the About Us part on our Facebook page and things like that.
And you mentioned video. You're doing some videos. Are those long form videos? Are they short fun videos? Tell us about that.
We do a lot of very short videos, mostly in the restaurant. We do some boomerangs that are typically going to be the most common thing that we use, because there's not really any talking or anything like that. You're just getting a fun video that scans back and forth. We do Facebook Live videos as well as a part of grand opening celebrations, to try and, when we do free chicken salad for a year, that we are announcing our winners through a Facebook Live event, or we'll scan the line of 100 or so people waiting for us to open the doors. We'll scan the line and talk to guests through Facebook Live as well. We'd like to expand our video reach, but that's probably something that we'll try and work into our 2017 budget of really developing that video content a little bit further.
It sounds like the badges and the short videos have worked pretty well. Anything else that you've done in the past year or so that's really worked well, or maybe something that you've tried that didn't work out exactly how you wanted it to?
I think that some of the things that have been the most successful for us, which really, I think, surprised us, it's one of those times where you put something out there, you think it's going to do well, and then it just blows your mind, and you're like, whoa, I did not expect that. What we did this past Mother's Day was we gave away a basket full of chicken salad and side items and chips and cookies and koozies, everything that was branded Chicken Salad Chick and something you could enjoy at our restaurant. We posted a photo of a basket with Stacy holding that basket, And we shared it on social media, and we asked people to write a little something about why their mother deserved this basket. Uh-huh. And so we got so much reaction from that because, one, people saw Stacy there. They had that personality, that connection with her by seeing it. But then, of course, the opportunity to win such a huge, rewarding piece, Mother's Day weekend, was a great opportunity. So they of course, commented, shared their stories. We're able to get a ton of traction on that. We did it with Easter as well. So Easter, Mother's Day, a lot of those key celebrations and holidays, we'll typically share something like that with a basket giveaway that allows people to share their story in order to be eligible to win. And that has been very, very successful for us.
Love it. Love it. I wish somebody in my family would have won that because then everybody wins, not just mom.
That's right.
That's right. Everybody wins.
And you mentioned your anniversary coming up of the stores being open and you've got some special things planned for that coming up at the end of January, right?
We do. So in celebration of our birthday, we have a customer appreciation day, and this year we're having it on Thursday, January 26th. And what we're doing is passing out a free scoop of Classic Carol, which is our original recipe, a free scoop of Classic Carol to anyone that joins us that day. So if you are living in the vicinity of one of our 65 chicken salad chicks, everywhere from Nashville to Fort Worth to Naples, Florida, and Charlotte, North Carolina, everywhere in between, if you're near one of those locations, you can dine with us that day and enjoy our original recipe on us as a thank you for everything that you have done to make Chicken Salad Chick what it is today. It's just our way of reminding all of our guests and spreading some love of how much we appreciate them and want to celebrate with them, because this has been a very amazing and exciting ride for us, and we wouldn't be where we are if it weren't for those guests.
And a fast ride. I can't emphasize how impressive that is, that you guys are up to 65 locations in just 9 years.
Yeah.
That's really, really amazing, Allie. I wanted to mention one more time that you'll be joining me on the social media panel at this year's International Franchise Association Convention. That's coming up January 30th. That's a Monday, 2:45 p.m. at the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. Allie, tell us, what are you looking forward to the most at the IFA convention this year?
IFA is just such a fantastic opportunity for all of us professionals to learn from others out there. You know, there's so many incredibly talented, incredibly smart, and very well experienced professionals in that area. And so all of the sessions that are going on, you just have such an opportunity to really soak up and learn what's new and what's happening and what are things that you can actually take back to your office and make some changes and do in 2017 to impact your business. So that's what I'm most excited about, is seeing some fellow professionals and learning from their experiences.
Excellent. And if anybody wanted to reach out to you after today's show and ask some more questions about Chicken Salad Chick or your franchise story, what's the best way for people to reach you?
Well, they can visit us at ChickenSaladChick.com or on Facebook/ChickenSaladChick. And then we're also on Twitter at ChickenSaladCHI and on Instagram at ChickenSaladChick.
Excellent. Thanks so much for joining us today on Social Geek Radio, and we will see you soon in Vegas.
We'll see you.
Thanks so much, y'all.
Thank you, Allie. And thanks, everybody, for joining us.
Good night.
Good night.